जायो राधा गोपीनाथ राधा नीताय गौर हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल जय वो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत शिष्य मध्यवाइरस ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय वो विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत शिष्य मध्यदेवांग्र भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सदि गौर हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम ज्ञानति मिरंजस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे हरिभो सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणे प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात देशधारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासुदेव गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम राम हरे हरे। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, and text number 22. Mrigendra iva vikranto nishevyo himavaniva titikshur vasudhe vaso sahishnuhu pitaraviva मृगेन्द्र इव विक्रांतो निशव्यो हिमवानिव तितिक्षुर्वसुधेवासो सहिष्णुः पितराविव। मृगेन्द्र इव विक्रांतो निशव्यो हिमवानिव तितिक्षुर्वसुदेवासो ಸಹಿಷ್ಣುಪಿತರಾಯಿವ ಮಾತಾಜೀಸ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಆಂಡ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಎಸ್ ದಿವಾನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್. This child will be as strong as lion and as worthy a shelter as the Himalayan mountains. He will be forbearing like the earth and as tolerant as his parents. Purport. One is compared to the lion when one is very strong in chasing an enemy. One should be lamb at home and a lion in the chase. The lion never fails in the chase of an animal. Similarly, the head of the state should never fail in chasing an enemy. The Himalayan mountains are famous for all richness. There are innumerable caves in living, numberless trees of good fruits to eat, good spring to drink water from, and profuse drugs and minerals to cure diseases. Any man who is not materially prosperous can take shelter of these great mountains, and he will be provided with everything required. Both the materialists and the spiritualists can take advantage of the great shelter of the Himalayas. On the surface of the earth, there are so many disturbances caused by the inhabitants. In the modern age, the people have begun to detonate atomic weapons on the surface of the earth, and still the earth is forbearing to the inhabitants, like a mother who excuses her child. Parents are always tolerant to children for all sorts of mischievous acts. An ideal king may be possessed of all these good qualities, and the child Parikshit is foretold to have all these qualities in perfection. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪೃಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತೆ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತ್ಯ ನಾಮನೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣಿ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಶ್ಚಾತ್ ದೇಶಧಾರಿಣಿ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಹರ್ಡ್ ದ ನ್ಯೂಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಡೆತ್ ವಿದ್ ಇನ್ 7 ಡೇಸ್ ಹಿ ರಿಟೈರ್ಡ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಲೈಫ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟುಕ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ the Jamuna River to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadeva Goswami. So generally it is said that the Srimad Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj took shelter of Ganga Mai, but Srila Jiva Goswami in the purport of the first canto writes that actually Parikshit Maharaj took shelter of Jamuna Mai. But then later Jiva Goswami says actually there is no difference between Ganga and Jamuna. Absolutely no difference. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he wanted to go to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu tricked him and brought him to Shantipur. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to take bath in Jamuna. And then Nityananda Prabhu, he told him to take bath in Ganga. So after taking bath in Ganga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Advaita Acharya with a new fresh clothes. So Mahaprabhu asked Advaita Acharya, Acharya, how come you are in Vrindavan Dham? So Advaita Acharya said, Mahaprabhu, this is Shantipur. This is not Vrindavan. But then Mahaprabhu became a little angry. He said, Nityananda has cheated me. He has spoken lie to me. And then Advaita Acharya explains, actually Nityananda didn't speak lie to you. Because at Prayag, Jamuna Mai meets Ganga. And after that, the eastern side of the river is considered Ganges and the western side is considered to be the Jamuna. So actually you took bath in the western side of the river, therefore you took bath in Jamuna. So in one sense there is no difference between Ganges and Jamuna. So one time some people came to Jiva Goswami and they asked him, my dear sir, you are such a scholarly person. We just want one question to you. Who is greater, Ganga or Jamuna? So then Jiva Goswami, very intelligently, he answered. He said, absolutely there is no difference between Ganges and Jamuna, but there is little, slightly one difference. Because Mother Ganges, she had the opportunity to wash the feet of Krishna only once, during that Trivikram Leela. But in Ganga, in Jamuna, Lord Krishna always performs his pastimes in Jamuna. So that is the only difference. So he gave the answer and at the same time didn't offend anyone. So today we'll discuss about the glories of Jamuna Mai. We'll try to discuss the sweetest part of Vrindavan pastimes. So Rupa Goswamiji, he writes, quoting the Padma Purana and other scriptures, he says that whoever takes bath in Jamuna or drinks water of Jamuna, that person's generations of ancestors get liberated, go to the spiritual world directly. That is the glory of Jamuna Mai. She is the destroyer of the sinful mountains of sins. And therefore, one of her name is Sarva Brahmanda Pavani, one who liberates the entire universe. So, even Rupa Goswami also, in Yamunastakam, he writes, Bhraturanta kasya patta nebhi patta harini prekshayati papi nopi papasindhu tarini. She is the sister of Yamaraj, Yamanuja, Yamaraj, and she is a daughter of Suryadev, sun god. Actually, there are four brothers and sisters. Jamuna Mai and Yamaraj, they are real brother and sister. And Shanidev and Tapti, they are the cousin brother, step brother and step sister of Jamuna Mai. And these two brothers, Shanidev and Yamaraj, they are very, very affectionate towards Jamuna Mai. So whoever serves Jamuna in any way, they become free from the clutches of Yamaraj and Shanidev. Easiest way to become free from Shani ki sade sati. Easiest way. Absolutely safe, easiest and simple. Serve Jamuna Mai, take bath in the Jamuna, and somehow they offer some flowers or a ghee lamb to Jamuna Mai, and free from Shaniki Sadesati and also clutches of Yamaraj. She contains, Jamuna Mai contains all the holy places, all the tirthas. Therefore her one of the name is Sarva Tirtha Mai. All the tirthas reside in Jamuna Mai. Surupa Goswami further writes in the Yamunastakam, Harivari Dharayabhi Manditor Khandava Pundarika Mandalodya Dandajali Tandava Snanakama Pamarogra Papasin Sampadandini Mampunatu Sarvadara Vindabandunandini. She is the daughter of Jamuna, she is the daughter of sun god. And there are dancing birds in the Jamuna River, and she purifies the entire universes. So that is the glory of Jamuna Mai. In Jamuna Mai, in her waters, there are some whirlpools. In the whirlpools of Jamuna Mai, Matsya Avatar appears. In the waves of Jamuna Mai, Kurmadeva appears. And our Rupa Goswami writes, every single drop of Jamuna water, Krishna is personally present. Amazing. In the whirlpools, Matsya Avatar. In the waves of Jamuna, Kurma Avatar. And in every single drop of Jamuna's water, Krishna is personally present. Actually, Jamuna does not carry water. She carries a Parama Amrita. Parama Amrita means the absolutely supreme nectar. That supreme nectar is Radha Krishna's love. So wherever we find Jamuna is flowing, that water is actually Radha Krishna's love. And Padma Purana explains that river Jamuna is a Kripa Shakti, mercy potency of Lord Krishna. So one time Lord Krishna asked Srimati Radharani, Maria Sri Radhe, now please let us go to the material world. There is time for taking our avirbhav incarnation in this material world. So then Sri Radha said, my mind does not take pleasure in a place where there is no Vrindavan, there is no Govardhan, and there is no Jamuna Mai, Jamuna River. So then even same thing happened in Kurukshetra also. When all the gopis, they meet Krishna in Kurukshetra, although Krishna was personally present, but the gopis, and especially Sri Radha, didn't feel that love for Krishna, because there was no Govardhan, no Vrindavan, and no Jamuna. So Krishna already, Krishna told Radharani that I have already sent all these personalities in this material world. Generally, in this material world, Yamuna Mai appears from Krishna's left shoulder. It's mentioned in the Shastra. She appears from the left shoulder of Krishna. And when she descends from the spiritual world, actually in the spiritual world, she is eternally present in Goloka Vrindavan. And she is surrounding, encircling the entire Goloka Vrindavan, like a protector of Goloka Vrindavan, and like a moat. So when she descends in this material world, she comes through Viraja, and then through the whole of this universe, because Vamandev, when he took the form of Trivikrama, he pierced the layer of the material universe, of this universe, and there is a little path, little hole. So Jamuna Mai comes through that path, she descends from that path and enters in this material world. So when Jamuna is flowing from the spiritual world towards the material world, Mother Ganges also accompanies her. She also merges in Jamuna. So both of them, Ganges and Jamuna, they start traveling together from the spiritual world and then enter in the material world. So first stop, they go to Dhruvalok. Yamuna and Ganges first go to Dhruvalok, because Dhruva planet is also one of the Vaikuntha planet in this material world. After visiting Dhruva planet, then they go to Brahma's planet. And from Brahma's planet directly finally come to Earth planet. And then at Himalayas, again they become separated. Ganges becomes separated from Yamuna. So she starts flowing from Gangotri. And Mother Yamuna, she goes to Kalind mountain. And therefore one of her name is Kalindi Nandini. So from Kalind she starts flowing. And then she starts flowing towards now modern Delhi, Hastinapur, Indraprastha. When she comes to Delhi, after Delhi, Suryadev, Yamuna Mai's father, she constructs a beautiful palace within the water of Jamuna. for Jamunamai to reside. But then it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, that beautiful pastime of Kalindi getting married to Krishna. So she comes out of the palace and she meets Arjuna and Krishna, and she weds Krishna afterwards. Then finally she enters in Vrindavan Dham. After visiting Vrindavan Dham, she goes to Prayag. She flows towards Prayag. And at Prayag, she again meets Gangamai. From Prayag, she directly ascends again to Goloka Vrindavan. So her journey is only from Kalinda mountain till Prayag. And from Prayag, she goes back to Goloka Vrindavan. Mother Ganga is not allowed to go to Goloka Vrindavan so soon, because she is a river of Kali Yuga. She is appointed leader for Kali Yuga. Therefore, she will live in this world for a long time. And it is mentioned that as long as Mother Ganges is present on Earth planet, Kali Yuga will have very less potency. As soon as Mother Ganga will disappear, we can't even imagine what the Kali Yuga will make in a tandav. We don't even imagine. Can't even imagine. So, as long as Mother Ganga is there, we can have some fortune. River Jamuna is the only river which doesn't merge into the ocean. Actually, she flows, she penetrates all the seven oceans, and she divides all the seven continents. But still, although she is flowing through the oceans, but she doesn't merge into the ocean. This is the only river who doesn't merge into ocean. Other all rivers, they have to merge. Jamunamai doesn't accept anyone as her husband except Krishna. So that is her special position. Rupa Goswami again writes, Dvipa Chakra Vala Justa Sapta Sindhu Bhedini Sri Mukunda Nirmatoru Divyake Nivedini. She penetrates the seven oceans and divides the seven continents, and then she is always merged, submerged in Krishna's pastimes. We see in this material world, Prabhupada writes in the purport that Bindu Sarovar in Odisha, that Bindu Sarovar, if someone drinks the water of a Bindu Sarovar, if someone has a stomach disease or diet problem or what is some stomach problems, then it gets cured. There are some waterfalls and some ponds. By taking bath in that water bodies, one becomes free from skin diseases. So we can just imagine, we can understand that even an ordinary water has so much of power. What to speak of Jamunamai's water? Jamunamai's water was considered to be the most pure water, even more purer than Ganges. Srimad Bhagavatam also explains, and other Shastras also explain, that Ganges, Jamuna's water is very, very pure. Jamuna Mai, she nourishes all the living entities, and specially she nourishes the cows of Vrindavan, and therefore one of her name is Godhanadya. She also nourishes the peacocks in Vrindavan. Her name is Mayuri. She also nourishes, provides her water to lions, snakes and wild animals. Therefore, one of her name is Simma Sarpadi Vahini. She gives happiness to the grasses of Bhandirvan. Therefore, her one of the name is Bhandira Kushakaushalya. And she is a home for so many birds, and therefore one of her name is Shakuntala. Just like Govardhan Mountain, he is Haridas Varya, always engaged in the service of all the Brajavasis. Similarly, Jamunamai, her existence is only for serving all the Brajavasis. Banks of the Jamuna, Jamuna's banks is a favorite place for Krishna's playing games. Krishna loves to accept his lunch Prashad or Bhoga on the banks of Jamuna. And he plays different games along with his boyfriends on the banks of Jamuna. All the cows, they love to drink the water of Jamuna. They would like to eat the grass which is grown on the banks of Jamuna. In this way you will find practically day and night Krishna is always present on the banks of Jamuna. So Jamuna is very, very dear to Krishna, especially for his Sakya Rasa, Dasya Rasa, and also for his Vatsalya Rasa. Jamuna, Yashoda Mai always takes Krishna for taking bath in Jamuna. So one time Yashoda Mai took Krishna to take bath in Jamuna. And all the Brajavasis, Yashoda Mai, Nanda Maharaj, they were all offering a ghee lamp, the pushpa and ghee lamp to Yamuna Mai. And then she saw Krishna is not there. She saw Krishna went to some different place. And then Yashoda Mai went close to him and saw what he is doing. All the Brajavasis, they were putting those lamps in the current of Jamuna. And all these lamps were flowing with the current of Jamuna. And Krishna, in the long distance, after some time, he started collecting all those lamps and putting them on the banks, shore of the river, banks of the river. Then Yashoda Mai asked him, "What are you doing, my dear child? Why are you collecting all these lamps?" Then Krishna says, "My dear mother, all these conditioned souls, they are floating and flowing in the currents of birth and death. I am the only one who can save them. And therefore I am trying to bring them at the corner or the side of the bank of the river." Yashoda Mai said, "I don't understand all this big, big philosophy. Anyway, no problem." So, even for Vatsalya Rasa also, there is Jamuna Mai, she is always serving all those gopas and the gopis. And for Madhurya Prem, Jamuna is a favorite spot. In Vrindavan, there are three yoga pithas where the Radha, Krishna and the gopis, they meet. In the morning, the yoga pitha is Nandagaon, Vrindakund. In the afternoon, the meeting place of all the gopis and Krishna is at Radhakund. And in the evening is the Govinda Sthali. Jiva Goswami writes, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami also writes, Govinda Sthali, which is the banks of Jamuna. These are the three yoga pithas of Krishna and the gopis meeting place. So Narottam Das Thakur writes, Vrindavana Ramyasthana Divya Chintamani Dhama Ratana Mandire Manohara Abrita Kalindini Re Rajahamsa Kelikore Tahe Shobhe Kanaka Kamala. So the banks of the Jamuna is the most favorite place of Krishna, Gopis and Sri Radha. At this place of the banks of the Jamuna, there are Ashtadala. There are many kunjas, and especially there are 8 kunjas established on the banks of River Jamuna. All the trees which are grown on the banks of Jamuna, they're all desire trees. All the vines and creepers, they're all desire vines, desire creepers. Ashoka, Vetasi, Banyan tree, Kadamba trees, Tamal trees, these are the trees which grow on the banks of Jamuna. There are some banyan trees on the bank of Jamuna. Their branches extend from one end to another end, from this side to another side. And all the gopa friends of Krishna, they use these branches as a bridge to go to the other side of the river. So in this way, Jamuna Mai gives so much pleasure to all the devotees. All the Rajahamsa, actually, in the river Yamuna, there are hundreds and thousands and millions of lotuses. The blue lotuses, red lotuses, they grow. These lotuses are Jamuna Mai's eyes. Through these lotuses, she gazes at Krishna. She looks at Krishna through the lotus flowers. So these lotus flowers are Jamuna Mai's eyes. All the fishes, they are the nose of Jamuna Mai. But through the fishes, she smells the fragrance of Krishna. And the whirlpools of Jamuna Mai, they are the ears of Jamuna. She hears Krishna's sound, Krishna's flute through her whirlpools. And her waves are her arms. Jamuna Mai's waves, they are Jamuna Mai's arms. Through her waves, she embraces Krishna. Therefore, they are her arms. And swans and cranes, they are Jamuna Mai's mouth. Through these swans and cranes, she glorifies Krishna, because the swans always sing. So Jamuna Mai glorifies Krishna through swans and the geese. The Jamuna Mai's banks, actually Jamuna is very rich. Therefore, one of her name is Dhanasri. Because her banks is not just made up of some sand. They are made up of sapphires. So whenever Krishna plays his flute, then all these banks, the river Jamuna is flowing like a melted sapphire. And when Krishna is playing his flute, Jamuna Mai is stunned. She is in ecstasy. And because of the ecstasy, her water condenses. And it becomes like a sapphire. And when Krishna does not play his flute, that time she flows in a liquid form like a melted sapphire. So, on the banks of Jamuna, there are trees which are made up of diamonds. There are diamond trees and sapphire platforms. And there are sapphire trees which has lapis lazuli as their platform. And there are golden trees which has a platform of rubies. So in this way, all these even vines and creepers, they are the desire creeper trees, desire fulfilling trees. Therefore, even each tree or each vine or a creeper can provide you and supply the wealth of the entire world. Therefore, she is Dhanasri. And the banks of the Jamuna, they are more white than the camphor. They are more cooling than the camphor. Therefore, the gopis say, actually, the river of musk is floating in the river of camphor. Because all her banks, they look like white, and Jamuna's color is blue, like a musk. Jamuna Mai is in dark skin colored. She applies a lac, red lac on her lotus feet. She puts on a black mascara and she wears a blue sari and she beautifully, you know, puts on a mascara on her eyes. In this way, Jamuna Mai's personality also Rupa Goswami explains. So whenever all these gopis and Sri Radha and Krishna, they come on the banks of Jamuna to perform their pastimes. Yes, Jamuna Mai sees in ecstasy, is just waiting when these personalities will come. So, although Jamuna was, first of all, Jamuna Mai is so much of ecstasy in Krishna Prema, and all these gopis, when they come and enter into Jamuna, our Acharya Goswami is right, like all the small, small rivers, they enter into a big river. So all these gopis, Krishna, Sri Radha, they are filled with Krishna Prema, and they all come with their Krishna Prema water and merges into Jamuna. So now Jamuna is already filled with Krishna Prema. Now additional so many rivers are adding into it. She goes in ecstasy and she breaks her that borders. And then her waves directly goes and touches Krishna's lotus feet. When her waves are going and touching the Krishna's lotus feet, along with her waves, her lotus flowers also are going and touching Krishna's lotus feet. So Yamuna Mai is welcoming Krishna and all the gopis on her banks. All the cranes, swans, cuckoos and bumblebees, which are always hovering near Yamuna, they all go and then linger around Krishna and the gopis' lotus feet. Now our Acharya is right, why they linger around Krishna and the gopis' lotus feet? Because they want to talk to the ankle belts of Yamuna and Krishna. Krishna and the gopis. They want to learn two tricks from the ankle belt of Krishna and the gopis. The first is swift movements, fast movements. Actually, the gopis' ankle belt and Krishna's ankle belt, they move faster than the swan and the bumblebees and the cuckoos and all other birds. Just imagine the pile which are in the lotus feet, but their movements are swifter than these birds and the bumblebees. So they want to know how you move your so swiftly. The one trick they want to learn. And the second thing is, they want to learn singing from the ankle belt of Krishna and all the gopis. Therefore, they hover at the lotus feet of Krishna and then all the gopis. When the gopis and Krishna, they enter into Jamuna's water, amazing. We'll not go to all the esoteric parts, which are very, very sweet part we'll discuss. I understand, I know. So when they enter into the Jamuna, all the fishes in Jamuna, they become alarmed. And then they just very shyly, they go to in one corner, all the fishes. And then Acharya writes, why these fishes go to one corner, they become alarmed? Because they see there are many, many hundreds and thousands of other fishes from outside. They have entered Jamuna. And their movements are faster than the fishes which are already present in Jamuna. And then our Acharya writes, who are all those fishes? Actually, those fishes are the gopis' eyes. Because their eyes are moving so faster, they are looking towards Krishna. So their movement is faster than the fishes which are there in the river. And therefore their eyes' movement, the reflection is seen in Jamuna's water. And therefore these fishes are afraid. So they are now going to one corner. Unbelievable. Krishna's gopis' faces, they are so resplendent and splendorous. All the lotus flowers, the golden lotus flower, they become defeated. They get defeated by the brightness and the splendor of gopi's face. And then with the shame, they just hung their head like this. Oh, we are defeated by you. This Krishna Kaviraj Goswami writes this. We are defeated by you. So of course the gopis are not proud. And then when Krishna starts splashing the water on them, all the gopis, they hide their beautiful golden faces behind the golden lotus flowers so that Krishna couldn't see them. So they all hide their golden faces behind the golden lotus flowers. And then Krishna also starts imitating the gopis. He also hide his face behind the blue lotuses. So in this way, all these beautiful pastimes are happening. And then the goddesses, demigoddesses from heavenly planet, they are looking from above and they are seeing all the gopis and Krishna, they are dipped in the Jamuna up to their neck. And only their faces are visible. So the demigods and the demigoddess, they shower flowers from the heavenly planet. And they say, wow, such a beautiful scenario where all the golden lotuses are blossoming simultaneously with the blue lotuses. So, in this way, the gopis and Krishna perform their pastimes in the Jalakrida. Sri Radha and Krishna, they come together and they see their own reflection in the water of Jamuna. Because Jamuna's water, there are layers, the waves are always moving. Therefore, the reflection also is moving. Sri Radha's reflection, Krishna's reflection also is moving. Sometimes the golden reflection touches the bluish reflection. And sometimes the bluish reflection touches the golden reflection. At one point of time, it seems that, you know, a golden river is flowing from a Nila mountain. Krishna is like a Nila mountain, bluish mountain. And Krishna is like a golden river. The golden river is flowing from the bluish mountain. So in this way, there are details, but we won't discuss all these things. So when all the gopis and Krishna, they come out of the water, Brinda Devi is there, ready with new fresh cloths and ornaments. And Rupa Manjari and Brinda Manjari, they bring three special things. Ananga Gutika, Sindhu Vilas and Milk Laddus. Rupa Goswami, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami, they write all these things. She is ready with Ananga Gutikas, Sindhu Vilas and Milk Laddus, which are brought from the forest. So she is ready with this, with the fresh cloths and ornaments and this Laddus. Now, our Narottam Das Thakur writes, O Rupa Lavanya Rasi Amiya pore sikhosi hasya parihasya sambhashane Narottam Das koi nitya lila sukhamoy sadai spurata spurak muramane. Amazing. When Radha and Krishna come out of their Jalakrida, and then there are Ashtadala Vestita. There are eight kunjas, and in the middle there is a yoga pit, and Sri Radha and Krishna are sitting there. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, next to Krishna is Lalita Devi sitting, next to Sri Radha is Vishakha. They are hasya sambhashane, hasya parihasya. They are joking and speaking very sweet words, and they are offering betel leaves and betel nuts to Radha and Krishna. Rupa Manjari and Rati Manjari, they are massaging the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. In this way, Radha and Krishna, they go to rest. This is the Leela on the bank of Jamuna. This is a like, you know, yoga pit for evening or night. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes beautifully. Ami Jamuna Puline Kadamba Kanane Keherinu Sakhiya আমার শ্যামবংশীধারী মণিবংশা পরি লীলা করে রসরাজ যমুনা পুলিনে কদম্ব কাননে কেহেরিনু সখিয়া। ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর রাইটস দ্যাট আই হ্যাভ সিন দ্যাট নন্দানন্দ শ্যাম সুন্দর পারফর্মিং দ্য বিউটিফুল পাস্ট টাইমস অন দ্য ব্যাঙ্ক অফ যমুনা। আমি ঘরে না যাইব বনে প্রবেশিব কিলেলার সেরতারে। অফকোর্স উই হ্যাভ টু কাম টু হোম, দ্যাট ইজ ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুরস ফাইনাল ডিজায়ার। আমি ঘরে না যাইব, বাট উই হ্যাভ সো মেনি আদার সার্ভিসেস, নো প্রবলেম। অ্যান্ড ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর অলসো রাইটস ওয়ান অফ দ্য সং, কবে গৌরবনে সুরধ্বনি তটে। হি রাইটস, স্বপচ গৃহেতে মাগিয়া খাইব পিব সরস্বতী জল। নাও হিয়ার সরস্বতী ইজ যমুনা। প্রবোধানন্দ সরস্বতী ঠাকুর অলসো ইন বৃন্দাবন মহিমামৃত হি রাইটস দ্যাট মাই ডিয়ার মাইন্ড প্লিজ গো টু বৃন্দাবন ধাম অ্যান্ড লিভ এ সিম্পল লাইফ অ্যান্ড ড্রিঙ্ক অ্যাজ মচ অ্যাজ ইউ লাইক যমুনাজ ওয়াটার, জাস্ট সার্ভাইভ অন যমুনাজ ওয়াটার। সো যমুনা জল ওয়াজ সো পিওর ইভেন 50-60 years ago also. But now what to do? Kali Yuga is progressing. Anyway, these are the pastimes happened on the banks of Jamuna. There are many, many other pastimes, like a famous pastime of Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa Muni. Durvasa cursing Durvasa Muni trying to kill Ambarish Maharaj. And then after 1 year again, Sudarshan, he want to get rid from Sudarshan Chakra. He fell at the lotus feet of Ambarish Maharaj. That pastime happened in Madhuban, on the bank of Jamuna. Dhruv Maharaj's beautiful pastime, performing tapasya for 6 months. Dhruv Maharaj wanted the kingdom greater than his father, greater than his grandfather, and greater than the great-grandfather, Brahmaji. So then Narad Muni said, okay, go to Jamuna, on the bank of Jamuna, chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Krishna will fulfill all your desires. So Dhruv Maharaj came to Madhuban, on the bank of Jamuna. He performed tapasya and Lord Vishnu, Narayana, Krishna gave him his darshan and fulfilled his desire. Now amazing, who can offer any kingdom greater than Brahmaji? Because Brahmaji owns everything, all the universes belong to, this whole universe belong to Brahmaji. Then Krishna created a planet which is the extension of Vaikuntha planet. That is a pole star, Dhruva planet. He offered it to Dhruva Maharaj. And a beautiful pastime of Vyasadev. Vyasadev was born or appeared on the island of Jamuna. From the womb of Satyavati, fathered by who? Parashara Rishi. So that beautiful pastime also took place on the bank of Jamuna. All the gopis, they perform Katyayani Vrata on the bank of Jamuna. Actually, these gopis are different from the eternal gopis of Krishna, which directly came from the spiritual world. Those gopis were taking bath in Jamuna, they were different. So therefore, actually Krishna, he is not interested in seeing anyone's body. Because Krishna, he is Satchidananda, his body is Satchidananda. But he wanted to reciprocate, because those gopis were already married to Krishna, he wanted to reciprocate with them. So he not only stole the garments of the gopis, he also stole away their millions of lives, sinful, they were not sinful, but whatever little stresses were remaining, Krishna even purified them by reciprocating with them. So this Katyayani Vrat, that 1 month's Leela of gopis, that also happened on the bank of Jamuna. One time Sanatana, Sanatan Goswami, he was walking nearby Madan Mohan temple and he saw some boys were playing on the bank of Jamuna. And there was one special boy, he was also playing with the Brajavasi boys. So he thought, you know, this could be Madan Mohan. But then he couldn't recognize. Next day again he saw. Now he wanted to make sure. Therefore he just followed the boy. So when in the evening all the games were over, all the boys went to their respective homes. And this particular boy, now Sanatana Goswami was looking at him. This boy climbed the mountain, Dwadasha Aditya Tila, and then he entered into the temple hall, that temple, the Madan Mohan temple. Then he understood, Sanatana Goswami understood, that Madan Mohan, every day he goes for playing with the boys, whole day he plays and again comes back in the evening. Sanatana Goswami, one time he was chanting his bhajan, Hare Krishna mantra, on the Dwadasha Aditya Tila. And one Brahmana came and he approached Sanatana Goswami. He said, "My dear Sanatana Goswami, I am a worshipper of Shiva and Shiva has given me benediction that I will get a touchstone. But that touchstone is with you. So Shiva told me to collect from you." Sanatana Goswami said, "Yes, I have the touchstone." Then he said, "Please give it to me." He said, "I kept that touchstone in the dustbin." So this Brahmana said, "You kept this touchstone in a dustbin?" He said, "Yes." The Brahmana was intelligent. He thought if Sanatana Goswami could throw this touchstone in the dustbin, that means he must be having something higher, more valuable, more costlier than the touchstone. Then he said, "My dear sir, if you have something higher, more valuable than the touchstone, please give it to me." Then Sanatana Goswami said, "No problem, sit next to me." So as I am chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you also chant Hare Krishna mantra. So this Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This Maha mantra is more valuable than the touchstone. So this pastime also happened on the bank of Jamuna. So therefore all our acharyas, their Dainya Bodhika prayers are, go to the Jamuna and beg for the mercy and see, she has a potency. Actually, Mother Ganga, even before when Jamuna Mai entered into Golok Vrindavan, before entering Golok Vrindavan from Prayag, she went to Golok. So Mother Ganga, she requested Jamuna Mai. She said, "You are so dear to Krishna. Is it possible? And I also get the entrance into Rasa Leela." Jamuna said, "Why not? Because devotees are all broad-minded. They are not miserly. Oh, he will become greater than me. He will become better devotee than me. Then therefore I will not help." Jamuna said, "No problem." So by the mercy of Jamuna, Ganges, Ganga Mai also got entrance into Rasa Leela. When all the rivers, they saw that Ganga also got chance. The all rivers, they also pleaded and requested Jamuna Mai. And Jamuna Mai, by their mercy, by the mercy of Jamuna Mai, all other rivers, they also got entrance into Rasa Leela. And all these gopis who were attached to Prithu Maharaj and Vaman Dev and Anantashesha and Matsya Avatar, all these gopis, those ladies, they took birth in Jamuna, in Vrindavan. And Durvasa Muni told them the process. Durvasa Muni explained the process, how to get entrance into Rasa Leela. And then Durvasa Muni said, "Go and approach Jamuna Mai." Then he explained the process. There are five processes. And then these gopis, they prayed to Jamuna Mai. They worshipped Jamuna Mai for a particular period of time, and then after that all these gopis, they also got entrance into Jamuna. Even Lord Shiva, even after getting gopi's body, Jamuna Mai personally handed the gopi dress and the ornaments to Lord Shiva. So we see that Jamuna Mai is very, very special. Actually, she is an expansion of Sri Radha. She is non-different from Sri Radha and Krishna. She carries the love of Sri Radha. Therefore, she is very, very dear to Krishna and Sri Radha. So whoever serves Krishna, Jamuna Mai, in any way, in any means, they will surely get the blessings of Jamuna Mai. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.